Okay, today's daf is Mem Hey. It's probably the hardest daf in the whole Shas.
Really?
Yep. Because you have to know the geography of an animal, of a behemoth. And unless you're a veterinarian or something like that.
There was a diagram of a cow with different parts. I think it's the Jewish News. I'm not sure.
The Jewish News? Well, I've got something better. I've got a sefer here. There's a book called Sichas Chulin, which is like a pun. Sichas Chulin means what? It's a pun. Sichas Chulin, it talks about Sichas Chulin as being just random chatter. Oh, that's music. It says when, if a Talmud Chacham is talking just randomly, then you should still listen because you can learn something from it.
You what?
So it's a pun on the Masechta Chulin.
Yep.
It's a sefer called Sichas Chulin, and it has explanations of all this stuff.
Thank you very much.
And I've got one called Kitzur Sichas Chulin, which is, it's like a book with just the pictures. So he's got the pictures in it. It helps a little bit. So let's see how we go. Okay, Mem Hei Yomer Aleph. At the top.
Turning on mute.
Amar Rav Yehuda. Okay. Mem Hayim Aleph. Top. Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav. We're talking now about the Gargaris. Right? So it's the windpipe. Nikfa Kenofa. If it's got holes in it like a sieve. Yeah, that's Rav Yehuda. That's you. Yeah, it says if it's got a holes in it like a sieve, mitstarfin leruba. So the size of a hole in the windpipe to make it treif was most. If most of it is holy, yeah, then it's nifsika. If it's severed most of the way through, then we said it's treif. So he says that if it's got a bunch of little holes, but all the little holes together would add up to most of the way through, then it's treif. So, yeah, so you've got a whole bunch of little holes going through it. So it's not one big hole, but it adds up to most. Then it would be, it's the same as if it had been one solid one going through like that. See, the picture's helped.
After you finish this, you can become a
shirt. No, I don't like the sight of blood. Okay. I don't know how they were developed. Ask me easier questions. Okay. Masiv Rav Yirmiya. Come on, guys. We got a hard duff. Let's try to get through it. Masiv Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya asked a question on this. We learned about a gulgulis. So before we talked about if there's bits missing from a spine, then it's not matame. So then it says, what about a skull? If you're in, so a skull is mitame ba'oyel. If there's a dead skull, most skulls are dead. If you've got a dead skull lying in a room, then it's mitame the whole room, anything in the room. What happens if the skull is missing some? So we said how much would be missing and it would no longer be mitame because it would be considered missing, not a full skull. It says, kimolo makdech sharofim, which is the size of the drill that the doctors use when they're relieving pressure. They drill holes and stuff. So that size of such a hole from such a drill bit, I don't know, 3/8 of an inch, whatever it might be. So it says there, but the skull sheyesh b'nek of echad oruch. So that, the actual makdech is round. Yes, yeah? So you think about a round hole. So he says, what happens if it's long and narrow? It's not round. So he says, if it has a hole that's oruch, that's long, yeah, and it's not, and it's, so it's not exactly the shape of one circle. And then afilu yeshba nekovim harbe, even if it's got many little holes, yeah, it's mitzdarfim mulei makdeach. That's enough to give it the shear of mulei makdeach, which is the size of how much a skull has to be missing. As Alma, we see from that statement that kevin de shiura mulei makdeach, since if it wasn't a bunch of little holes, the general shear is the size of this drill thing is makdeach mitzdarfin. So when you talk about a whole bunch of little holes adding up, it can add up to the shear of what the, for that particular item.
No,
we're talking about a skull now. Gulgulis is a skull. We're talking about a skull, right? So you've got a skull. He's even smiling at you, right? A skull. So the normal size is the size of this drill hole, right? If it's long and narrow, that would also, if the area of that hole adds up to the same, it would be considered missing. So that would make it a that would make it not matama but oil, also make it a trefa. If he's got a bunch of little holes, so he was shot with a machine gun instead, whatever. Yeah, so he's got these little holes in him. If they all add up, it adds up to the size of that drill hole. Right? So we say that because that's the shear, so these holes can add up to that and make it considered a chisorin.
We're talking about a human skull.
No, it's not. For oil amaze, we're talking about a human skull. Yeah. So therefore, if the general shear for a skull is kimloy makdayach, then you would allow those holes, halachically, these holes would add up to kimloy makdayach. Is hachanami. So when it comes to talking about the gargaris, kevin the shiura ki isa, the size of a hole in the windpipe is the size of a coin, this Italian coin. This one here has got Nero on it, right? That's the Isser, the Kamloya Isser. That's the size of the hole to make a treif. Therefore, L'cha Isser Mitztarfin. That means it should add up to make the size of what the normal shear for that particular body part is, but not roiv. Yeah? Where'd you get this idea that it can add up to a roiv? Yeah, so we talked about, so in other words, with the windpipe, we have two things. We have severing of the windpipe, which we said has to go majority of the way across. And then we had hole in the windpipe, which was the size of a coin. Yeah, so it depends on what sort of a defect it is. So if you've got a bunch of little holes in the windpipe, it should add up only to give it you the size of a coin, but not to make it a rove. Yeah, so how can you decide that it makes it a rove? So the Gemara answers, the person who asked this question, Ishtamtite, he'd forgotten, or it slipped his mind, literally. Literally means slipped. It slipped out of him. Hada Amar Rav Chelbe, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, that which Rav Chelbe said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, in the name of Rav, Nekavim Sheyesh Behen Chisorin. If there are holes where there's actually a piece missing, sometimes you can poke a hole in something, and it's not really missing anything, it's just like it flaps over, or it's... You have a pinprick and it doesn't miss anything, it just moves aside. But other holes, there's actually a piece missing. Yeah. So if you have a hole which is missing a piece of tissue, whatever it is that windpipes are made out of, is mitzdar from the ke'isa, then it would take add up. You would consider those holes joining up to make the size of this coin for regarding a hole in the windpipe. But she'ein bach chisorin, holes that don't have anything missing, they're just pricking holes to make, so it pushes out of place, but there's no actual substance missing. Mitztarf in the ruba, they can add up to a majority. So it depends on what sort of holes they are, whether they're missing something or they're just pricks that don't miss something.
Before they inspect the entire trachea, they can't say, is it the case, or it's in any particular place they can see.
No, they have to.
This is a long enough,
so no, they have to inspect the whole thing and see if it's okay.
So they need to inspect all of it before decide is it trip or not.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Then you bring it to Ms. Beer.
No. We're not talking about a carbon here. This is just to see if it's kosher to eat.
Okay.
It would be the same for a carbon also. If it's carbon's trafe, it's also not good. But this isn't even talking about carbon. This is talking about
a human skull.
No, well, with this, if the animal with the windpipe thing, then the animal's trafe, you can't eat it. That's all. Okay. Next. Amar Rabba Bar Chana Amar Bishra Ben Levi. Nitla Himena Ritsua. If there's a strip that's been torn out of it, Mr. Refus the Chaiser. So here, you haven't got a bunch of little holes. You've got one long strip that's missing in the middle. So even though it's long and narrow, yeah, if you add it up and the area would be this around coin, then it's mitzdarif and it's considered there'll be treif. Very tricky. I told you, this is the hardest stuff in the Shas. We're not talking about sacrifice here. Forget about the sacrifice. Keep it simple. We're talking about the sheikh had shechted it out in Brooklyn, right? And he's checking whether it's kosher and he can send it to Solomon. Or he has to give it to the Arabs for treif or whatever, right? So he checks the windpipe and he sees a thing like that.
Will
be the same for sacrifice, yeah.
So it's need a time to.
So they need to check it, yeah. Well, I suppose an expert does it quickly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We should ask a shrecher around here, but we could get one of them to come for a guest expert explanations.
It's not so difficult when you explain it.
I'm trying. Well, the pictures help a lot, I think. Okay. Boy, Menei Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Shruben Levi. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani asked a question to Rabbi Shruben Levi. Nikva kenof amahu. So he asked him the same question. He obviously hadn't heard the previous discussion, and he said, if it's got holes in it like a sieve, what's the din? Amalai. And he said to him, Harayomu, they said, Nikavim Sheyesh Be'achisorin, this was what we quoted before, the name of Rav, that they said that Nikavim Sheyesh Be'achisorin, if the holes have actual missing bits, Mitztarfin Lekeisa, then it will, all those holes add up to the size of the coin to make a treif. V'sheim Be'achisorin, if the holes are such that there's not actually any bit missing, Mitztarfin Leruba, then they will add up to the majority in the case of a severing of the windpipe. Okay, so that was just repeating pretty much the same idea. Now, this is all talking about what? About a behemoth. So the next question is, ba'oifamai. So we said that the size of a, to make a windpipe treif, is if it's got a hole the size of a coin. But a bird, you can't make it the size of a coin in a bird's windpipe, because the whole windpipe isn't so big. It's a little bird. Yeah, so what's the size? But if am I, what is the equivalent idea for a bird? What's the size of a hole in the windpipe of a bird that would make it treif? Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, Lididi, Mefarshel Lemenei, Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar explained it to me. Mekaploi. So let's say you've got a bunch of holes in the bird's windpipe. So what you do is you cut around the edge of all the holes, so you pull out that whole piece, umanicha al pi akona, and you put it on top of the windpipe. Im chayfe es reva kona treifa, if it's big enough that it's going to cover most of the top of the kona of the windpipe, then it's treifa im lav kshera. So you have a windpipe of a bird, and there's a bunch of little holes in it. Yeah. So to check whether it's kosher, cut around that whole thing, take out that piece. Oh, I haven't got a picture of putting it. Okay, so then you put it at the top, and you see, if that piece at the top would cover most of the opening of the windpipe, then it's treif, and if not, then it's okay. Yeah, okay. All right, so that's the bird's windpipe. Now, Amar Rav Papa says, "V'simonach nafya." If you want to remember this, just remember the concept of a sieve. If it's got holes in a sieve, you put it over the top, like that's where you normally put a sieve. If you were pouring liquid, you'd put a sieve on the top of the thing. Okay, next question. What happens if nifchas akadelis? It's not missing something, but it's like a doorway. What do you mean a doorway? That it's flapping. So it's been cut in such a way that it's flapping closed and open and closed, but it's not missing all the way through. So it's not out. Is Omer of Nachman, what's the size of that to make it treif? Kadeshi konis iso l'rochboi. So you could slide a coin in widthwise through that gap, then it would be treif. This looks like a different coin, different emperor. Okay. Okay, nistika. What happens if there's a crack in the windpipe? So we talked about it being having a hole, and we talked about it being severed. What happens if there's a crack? So there's nothing missing, but it's cracked. Is Omar Rav. So Rav says, Afil anishtaya ba ela chulya achas lamayla ba chulya achas lamata kshayra. If there is intact, even just one ring at the top and one ring at the bottom, it's kosher. So it's the whole thing is made out of rings, like this, right? So it sounds like Rav is saying that if there is each end that's not cracked. Sorry, this is the one. It's cracked along here. Even if there's one on each end that's not cracked, that's okay. Unless the crack goes all the way through to the end, it's okay. Amrua kamid Rabbi Yochanan. So they quoted the statement of Rav to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, "Why are you making things complicated, Rav?" Omar, he said, Machulya de Koma Rav. Why bring in the rings? You're complicating things. People don't know about rings in windpipes. Ella Ema, say simply, Afilu Lenishtayer Ba Ella Mashu Lamailu Mashu Lamatak Shera. Just say, even if there's a drop, a Mashu means a drop. If there's a little bit left at the one end, a little bit left at the other end, then it's kosher. You don't need a whole ring, and we don't need to talk about rings. It was Amrua Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmed Rabbi Yonis, and Hachi. So then they came to Rabbi Yochanan and said, you know what, Rabbi Yonasan said exactly like you. that it's just a mashu. If a little bit left at the top, a little bit left at the bottom, then even it's cracked in the middle is okay. Zalman Lahus Rabbi Yochanan said, Yadin Chavrin Bavloy Lifrushik Yehai Taima. I'm very impressed that our friends in Babylonia know how to explain this. So he wasn't so impressed with Rav, but he heard Rabbi Yochanan, oh, yeah, there's a Babylonians that can learn too. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef quoted a braisa for Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Hatzavar Kuloi Kosher L'Shechita. Everywhere on the neck is kosher to Shecht. Here's the picture. Where are we? Umitabas Gedoila, from the big ring, so at the top there's a big ring. Ad Kanfereya Tatachtoina, till the bottom where it starts getting into the lung. So a windpipe, of course, is for breathing. So you got lungs, an animal, he's got his lungs down here, and he's got his mouth up here, and he's got a windpipe going like that. Yeah, this top bit is called the Tabasa Gedoila. That's the big ring at the top, which is like the entrance into the windpipe. And down here, it's the lung. So the windpipe actually extends into the walls of the lung so that the air goes in. Yeah. So what he's saying is that you can the place for Shechita of the windpipe is from the big ring down to the what he calls the wings of the lung, which is basically the opening where the windpipe starts going into the lung, right? So that's all, anywhere along there is kosher for shechting. Omar Rava. Rava says when he uses the word the lower end of the reya, you've got to be careful, because what's the lower end of an animal? So it depends on which end's the higher end. So if the animal's standing like this, yeah, that's the lower end. But when you've shechted him and you hang him up on a hook, which the butchers do, then that ends up being the higher end. So Rava says, Tachtoina Shehi Elyona. It's the bottom one, which ends up being the top one when you hang him up by his feet. Right? So if you want to come and check it, you got to check the top bit, not the bottom bit.
That part is actually cruel,
isn't it? It's dead. Once it's dead, it's probably doesn't mind.
But that's what they do when they're alive, no?
Right? No. You don't hang it up like that when it's alive.
I can't remember what, because I was in Shechita a long time ago.
No, when they shecht the animal, after they've finished shechting it, they hang it up and then they take out, in order to remove all the organs and do whatever you want to do with it and cut it up, it's much easier if it's hanging.
Yeah,
you hang it feet on top and hang it like that, it's much easier to get all the bits out.
I can't remember how it was done. I was in Shechita many years ago.
I've never been there.
I
saw a bird getting shechted once. That was enough for me. Shani Omer, because I would say kol shepetshetes tzavora, that whenever any part of the neck that when the animal stretches its neck veroya in order to graze, then that is considered part of the mokam hashchita. That's, in other words, the corresponding spot on the neck is kosher. Olavachaloi tahanes, as long as it doesn't. It's not forcing itself to stretch longer. So here's a cow grazing, right? So when the cow grazes, the windpipe stretches because he's stretching his neck to graze, not just standing still. Like when standing still is a bit shorter, but this thing's like a tube. So when he grazes, it goes out further. But as long as it doesn't, to be honest, means you stretch his neck out. As long as you're not stretching his neck out to make it artificially elongated, then that would be no good. But all these other places would be okay. And he says, what about Ansa Atzma? So the person, the Shechet, isn't allowed to stretch out the neck. Maybe it'll make it easier for him, but he can't do it because then he might not hit the Mokem HaShechita. But what about Ansa Atzma? What if the animal itself decided to stretch out its neck more? It was going for, I don't know what, while you're about to Shecht. So the animal himself, the person didn't do anything. The animal decided to stretch out its neck. Mahu, was it okay? Is it kosher then if you cut the end there? So he says teiku, that one we don't know. Okay.
Well, in the case of Shita today, if you don't know, what do you do?
Well, if you don't know, it's got to be treif. That's, I think Rashi says it a few places here. Because it's a suffix. Yasir Rabbi Yechidon, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yechidon and Shimon Lakish were sitting and talking about Shechita, as you do. Nafak milsum ibenayu, and between the conversation came out the statement onas besimonim v'shacha psula, that if the person So that's what we just said. If the Shechet stretched it artificially with the Simonim and Shechta, then the Shechit is no good. Nikev hakona lamata min achaza nidin kareya. If the windpipe has a hole in it below the chest, then it has a din of, it has the rules of a lung. The rules of a lung is that a hole b'mashchit. So before now we were talking about mokem hashchita. The place for shechting is the top part before it gets down into the lung. Now, what happens if it has a hole in it? So up here, the din of a hole in the windpipe we said is the size of a coin, the isar coin. Yeah, but once it gets down into the lung, then the rules change, and this part of the windpipe is considered like the lung. Just like the lung, if it's got a hole, mashahu, even the smallest hole is no good. So a hole in the windpipe down here is going to be no good as well. It's already considered like part of the lung, if you like. Okay. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a braisa. Ezehu chaza. What's the definition of the chest? Zeharoya es akarka lamata aratzava lamala rakeris. So it's the bottom bit. When we talk about the chest, this is regarding, let's say, the chaza v'shoik are... Pastor, go to the koyim and do a korban, right? So the chaza is the bottom part of the chest, not the top part. The bit underneath the ribs, facing the ground when an animal stands in its normal stance. And it goes from the neck to the stomach. All right, so neck, stomach. Chaytech shteit salas b'shteit fonas eilech v'eilech. And he also has to cut off two ribs, one on each side. Like that, you can imagine that. And that is one of the things you give a koyin, the chaza and the shaykh. So the chaza, that's the definition of the chaza. The bottom part below the ribs, from the neck to the stomach, plus two ribs with it. So he can make spare ribs for his barbecue. Okay, next. Nikrev kruv shomayach. We said in the Mishnah, if there's a hole, I think that should say krum, not kruv. If there's a hole in the membrane covering the brain, that's treif, is Rav Shmuel Drama Tzavayu. There are two coverings of the brain, two membranes. I don't think membrane comes from the word brain. It just happens to be that it rhymes. Is krama ilo'a, afogafta yinkiv tetos. If the top one has a hole in it, even if the bottom one does not have a hole in it, then it is treif. V'yomri lo'a, but some say that Rav and Shmuel said, no, ad the inkiv tata, it's only treif if there's a hole in both of them. Yeah, we talked about the hole in the veshet, where we said there's two coverings, and it's if the hole has to, the hole has to go all the way through both of them to make a treif. So he says, so over here there are two versions of what Rav and Shmuel said about the hole in the brain membrane, whether it has to be through and through both coverings or just one. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni v'simonach chayasa demasnach moicha. The simon is, it's like a sack. Chayasa is a sack that the brain is sitting in. That's what it looks like. So if you want to see a brain, so there's a brain. Looks pretty smart. So there's a top, the top layer, and then there's a bottom layer. And this whole thing is the sack. Yeah, there's a sack that the brain sits in. If this is a brain, then that's a hole. Okay, got it? Good. Amar Rav Chana Amar Shimon Levi Kenegde Bebeitzim Nikar. If you want to know what it really looks like, have a look at somebody's Beitzim, or the animal's Beitzim, and that's Beitzim. Mm-hmm. It's also got two protecting membranes on top of it. Yeah, fascinating. Amar Rav Shulman Amar Rav Shimon Bepazi. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara.
That's why it says that the child comes from the brain of the father.
Oh, exactly right. The child comes from the brain of the father. Because the brain, Rashi actually says that. Because the brain and the Beitzim are connected somehow through the spinal cord. I'm not going there. Okay, now, inside is the Moyach. Now, the Moyach is the brain. The brain, yeah. Is kol masha b'kedera nidun kimoyach. Whatever is inside, literally means inside the pot. What do you mean by the pot? He means the skull, or the part of the skull where the brain sits. That's called, he calls it like a pot, like it's sitting in a pot. So it has the din of brain. So it's okay. As long as the brain's in there, that's where it belongs. Hischa limshoich. And then the bit that starts coming out of the bit that starts coming out. So the brain is connected to the spinal cord, right? And then the spine. So all the bit that's inside the pot has the rules of a brain. Right? So we said if there's a hole in the membrane, then it's no good. Once it gets out the door over here, yeah, hischel imashech, then is nidoin kechut hashedra. Now it has the din of the spinal cord. Yeah, and the din of the spinal cord is that it has to be severed most of the way across to be treif. So that's the difference. It depends on where does the spinal cord start and where does the brain finish. So it depends. It's the entrance of that brain of the brain cavity. Right. Umehechon maschel limshech. Where does it start coming out from? Is Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman Ledim and Farshtam and Rabbi Shubin Levi explain to me? Kamin Shnei Poilin. Turn the page. Jesh Menachem Pikadeva. There's like two protrusions just at the entrance of the brain cavity. So here's two little protrusions. Beautiful protrusions they are. Min Apoilin Lifnim Klifnim. And it's, they're like the guards at the door. Inside where those two protrusions are is considered inside the brain, and mina pulim lechutz kelechutz, and outside those two protrusions is already considered outside. It's now considered part of the spinal cord. Upulin atzmon eni yedaya, but the protrusions themselves, I don't know whether it's considered inside or outside. Or mistavra kelifnim, it's more likely that it's inside. That would be stricter as well, because then the size would be a mashu. Rabbi Yirmiyah bodak ba'ofa. Rabbi Yirmiyah checked out a bird, and he found out, hey, there really are two protrusions there. It's not just in a book. I looked at the bird, and there it was. So that was Rabbi Yirmiyah. He didn't trust what he heard, so he went and checked. Okay, Nick of Halev, the best Chalola. Now we talk about a hole in the heart. A hole in the heart going into its cavity. What do you mean by its cavity? Is Boy Rab Zera, the best Chalola Koton or the best Chalola Godol? Do you mean the big cavity, or do you mean the small cavity? Now, a heart has many cavities in it, yeah? And then there's a big one in the middle. So which one are we to? Where's this hole that you're talking about? Is it one going into the middle or one going into the sides? There's a heart, and there's different cavities. Show and tell here. Yeah, okay, so that's what he says. So Abaya says, what's the question? Miloitz nan. We said about the lung that Rav Shimon Omer Shnokel Beisas Impinos. A lung is only treif when the loshen is that it has to have a hole going into the tubes, the Beisas Impinos, the house of tubes. And what does that mean? It means the big tube, the main tube. So here's a lung with a bunch of tubes, and there's a main tube. So there we say that the hole, if the hole's going into the main tube, that's when it's treif. So just like when it said there, beta simponis, it meant the big tube, the main tube, is hachi. So therefore here also by the heart, when it talks about going into the cavity, it means the main cavity. So he says back to him, hachi hashta, you're comparing the heart and the lung. Hasam. The base hasimponis ketoni. There, the expression used is base hasimponis. What's base hasimponis? Simpon is the tube. Base hasimponis is the gathering place of all tubes. The tube fabrengen, yeah? Lehecha, the shofchi, simponis kula. It's the place where all the other tubes empty into. So that's the simpon hagodol, the big tube. But
like a symphony.
Yeah, symphony. By the heart, it doesn't say Beis HaChalolim, where all of the other cavities empty into. Chalolai Ketan, just as Chalolai. It could be Mali Chalagot or Mali Chalakotan. It could be either the big cavity or the small cavity. I don't know. It's a different expression. So he didn't get an answer. Then he talks about Kana Halev. Kana Halev is the pipe coming out of the pipe coming out of the heart, which is, I think it must be the aorta, where the blood goes out. It's Rav Omar b'mashahu. So Rav says that it's if a hole in there, even a tiniest hole is no good. Shmuel on Beruba, it has to be most of it to be no good. Heiniu kana halev. What's the definition of kana halev? Omar Rav Omar Yitzchak Omar Rav. Sorry, I take it back. The kana here is actually referring to the fat surrounding the heart. It's not referring to a pipe. Yeah, the fat surrounding the heart. So Rav says chelev shal gabe defonis. the fat that's on the flanks, on the outside. So the Gemara says, the fana is elkadaitach. What's the flanks got to do with the heart? So I mean the flanks. Ela shal gabe doifne areya, the bit that's on the outside of the lungs. Now, where are the lungs in relation to the heart? The lungs and the heart are somewhere near each other? Okay. All right, neither am I. Okay, anyway, that's what he says he's talking about it. So anyway, that bit, it's got a hole. He's got a picture here, but it's not helping me that much. This fat bit here next to the lung is called Kana Halev, and if there's a hole in there, a mashahu, then it's treif. Omar Amemi Mishmed of Nachman, Tlosa Kana Hava. There are three portions of this Kana. I guess they're tubes, but they're not hollow. They've got fat in them. Chad polish the liba, one goes off to the heart. Chad polish the rea, one goes off to the lung. The chad polish the kveda, one goes off to the liver. Is the rea? So here we go. There's three pipes. So this is the windpipe. Okay. So there's three pipes here. One of them is going. No, it's the food part. I don't know what I'm talking about. One goes to the lung, one goes to the heart, and one goes to the liver. So this pipe splits in three as it comes down from the throat. One to the heart, one to the liver, one to the lung.
It supplies the food.
Yeah. No, it's blood. It said it's supplying the blood.
The blood.
Supplying blood to those three organs. Uh-huh. Okay. So therefore, now, what if there's a hole in the pipe as it passes through all those places? Dereya kereya. So the pipe that goes to the lung has the same din as the lung, which will be a mashahu. The kveda kekveda. The one that goes to the liver will be like the liver. And we said with the liver, it's only treif if the whole thing's missing. And the liba pligi, but the one that goes to the heart, that's where the argument is, where Rav said a mashahu and Shmuel said the majority. Mar barchia masne ipcha. Mar barchia says the opposite. The reya kechveda. The pipe in the lung has the din of a liver, that it's only treif if it's all gone. And the kveda kereya, the one in the liver, has a din of a lung, that it's treif even if it's only one drop. And the liba pligi, the one in the heart, that's where Rav and Shmuel are arguing. Ozra chir by Yosef and Omer shmate kamed Shmuel. Shmate the Rav kamed Shmuel. Chir by Yosef went and told Shmuel what Rav said, that it's a mashahu. Amale, and Shmuel said in his normal unassuming manner, Ihachi amar abba la yada betrefus vele klum. If that's what Rav said, he doesn't know anything about trefus. So it's not like I politely, with all respect, disagree. It's like you got no idea what you're talking about. Okay. All right, I think we're going to have to leave it over here. Sorry that you get through it all. So.